Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you about how we can have peace in the storms of our life. Yesterday we talked about that, you know, it's not a matter of whether we're going to have storms in our life. I mean, we're either about to enter a storm, or maybe right now you're going through a storm, or you're about to exit a storm. And I pray that maybe that you're getting near the end of exiting a storm, or that you don't have any storms going on in your life at all. And not a lot of seasons as you get older that it's like that, but when you do, the Bible says that we're supposed to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. So I just want to encourage you today that don't be discouraged because you're in the storm, and sharing five things with you on how you can have peace in the storms of life. Yesterday, we went through number one, don't be surprised when the storms come. Don't be surprised when the storms come. We just talked about that, about it's not a matter whether you're going to have storms. And Jesus, he told over 2,000 years ago, said, hey, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world, and that in me you will have peace. Second thing we said, that how we can have peace when we're in the storms of life, is know that Jesus is with you in the boat in your storm. Know that Jesus is with you in the boat in your storm. And that's just so great to know. I mean, the disciples kind of forgot that Jesus, he was asleep, but he was in the boat with them, and they got in fear. We looked at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, so maybe you want to read that passage later today. But I want to share the other three things. We're talking at five things on how we can have peace when we're going through the storms in our life. The third thing is that we have to change the way we react to the storm if we're going to have peace in our life. Change the way that we react to the storm. We've already established, right, that it's not a matter of whether you're going to go through storms in life and they're going to try to steal your peace, but it's a matter of acknowledging them and inviting God to be a part of them. But part of that starts with maybe changing your mindset and the way that you react to storms. J.D. Landis said, you know, God wants us to stop trusting ourselves and to call out to him today for help. That's so good. J.D. Landis, God wants us to stop trusting ourselves and call out to him for help today. You know, that's one of the things, friends, when I get mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted at times, the season of life, and I start kind of thinking, you know, man, it's all depends on me, and I've got to remember that, you know, I got to get rid of my ego. And you know what ego stands for, right? E-G-O. Edging God out. Sometimes we try to edge God out. And I have to be so reminded of John chapter 3, verse 30 that says, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And maybe today that needs to be your simple prayer. It's one that I have to pray often. I remember one time after I went through it, you know, just a brutal divorce and things, my dad got me this thing to set on my desk. It said, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Say it again. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. You know, friends, we talked about this yesterday a lot and a little bit earlier today that, you know, we're going to have storms. It's going to rain our lives, but man, we can't wait for those storms to pass. We got to learn to enjoy life right now, right in the moment where we are. And it's just such a blessing to know that, man, that Jesus wants to help us dance. He wants us to have happy, to try to find ways to laugh, even when our hearts are hurting. And I know that that's so much easier said than done, but man, the enemy will keep you in depression and frustration and loneliness and just despair. He loves to do that. He loves to steal and kill and destroy your hopes and dreams. But sometimes you just got to say, nope, you know what? I'm still going to dance, even in the rain today. I'm not going to let the overcast weather. I'm not going to let, you know, how low my bank account is and how I'm going to pay my bills here at the end of the month coming up. I just, you know, I'm not going to let Satan get my joy today. I love this story by Smith Wigglesworth, a great teacher of God's word, wonderful man of God. He said, My wife and I were sleeping one night when the manifestation of evil filled our room and the spirit of fear gripped both of us. Polly, my wife, was so frightened she could not open her eyes. I suddenly sat up in the bed and I saw the devil. I rubbed my eyes to be sure it was him. And then I said, "Oh, it's only you." I then turned to my wife, Polly, and told her to go back to sleep. It was nothing of consequence, and I laid my head back down. Suddenly, an overwhelming sense of peace and love filled the room, and we had the most blessed sleep ever. You know, friends, sometimes we just got to look at Satan and say, you know, not today. You're not going to get my joy, my happiness, my peace today. And we have to be intentional. We can talk out loud to him. It's okay. You need to do that sometimes. I want to encourage you to do that. Be like Smith Wigglesworth and say, "No, you're not going to get my joy. Oh, it's just you." Hey, the Bible says that greater is he that is in me than is in the world. And stand on those promises. A fourth way that we can have peace in the storms of life, to realize that during the storms of life, it gives us a chance to really reevaluate what's important and a chance to reprioritize our life. That's something that I think a lot of us hopefully did during COVID. Well, we were forced to slow down, but now that we've kind of got busy getting back on that treadmill of life and the enemy will keep you busy, a lot of it's good stuff, but we can lose our priorities. And just we got to have a chance to reprioritize sometimes. And we don't want to do it when it's too late that, you know, when somebody dies, unfortunately, just that reminder, and we get to Mother's Day and Father's Day and people have regrets and just say, "No, I'm not going to do that." And call and check on people. Try to schedule coffee or lunch or breakfast, dinner with your family members or close friends, and just really reprioritize your life in storms. To let the people know that you love them. And most of all, choosing to say, "You know what? I'm going to trust God and I'm going to reprioritize my relation with him, my relationship with him." Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says, "Choose today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Can I get an amen on that? And men, you know, you got to choose to do that. Got a lot of single parents I know that listen, both men and women, and moms and dads. But man, you can get magnets, put that on your refrigerator. And I used to have one on mine. I need to get another one. But you know what? Just say, "Choose today whom we're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." So I got to ask you, who are you serving? God or yourself today? I mean, honestly. Yeah, you say, yeah. I mean, hey, I know if I take my last breath today, I'm going to go be with Jesus. But if you were really honest, we looked inside your heart and your mind, are you really trying to, you know, serve the Lord, or are you trying to serve your agenda and your schedule? Have you invited God to be a part of that decision-making? Make sure it's from him. Another thing that we can learn about what's important in our lives during the storms of life and a chance to reprioritize is sometimes in life you learn when God's all you got, God's all you need. That's what I learned back in 2001 when I went through the bankruptcy and the unexpected divorce because of a flood that had happened a couple years earlier and then just could not overcome everything. And I really did learn that when God's all I got, that's all I needed. And it's what made my faith real. It's why I do Hope Is Here now. In 2023, because I really found that out. And yet, on the flip side of that, even though I lost my business, my home, and marriage all in about a 24-hour period, a few weeks later, when I've shared this story before, but I feel like I'm supposed to share it again today, that my brother was coming home from work, and he called and checked on me all the time, and he's an oncologist, and he called and checked on me, and one day after I finally kind of got over myself and shedding tears over just how much pain I was in, I just said, "How's your day?" And he said, "Well, unfortunately, I had to tell a patient that they just had a few months left to live, and they were a young mom, less than 30, with two young kids." And he just said, "Man, it was really, really, it was tough. It's been a tough day." And, you know, it just hit me as soon as he said that, you know what? I still have my health. I lost my business. I lost my home. I've lost my marriage. But you know what? I still have something to be thankful for and to praise God for. I have my health, and I still have family that loves me. And so, friends, there's always something to be thankful for, even in the storms of life. And I want to ask you today, what is it that you need to be thankful for? Instead of just focusing on what you don't have, that's stealing your peace and eating your lunch, just saying, no, you know what? I got lots of things to be thankful for. So just focus on that and know that. I want to remind you also what Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Oh, that's so good. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and God will give you everything you need. And friends, since that day back in 2001, I can truly say he has restored what the locusts have eaten. And I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful how he does that. And he has provided everything I've needed. Not necessarily all my wants, but eventually even some of those wants he did too. But God got me down on both knees. A lot of you got one knee down, but you haven't put the other knee down. And man, I had to get to a place there where I put both knees down and just said, God, you got to take the steering wheel. You got to take control of my life. And I'm going to try to honor you with every area of my life because, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it without you. And my faith got to become real and not just a Sunday morning thing. And, I've got to do it 168 hours a week and include you all 7 days of the week. And as I sought him above all else and really tried to live righteously, God did provide. He gave me the things I needed. It was a slow process, but probably because God knew. He said, you know what, Greg, if I start providing all these needs too quickly, you'll forget about me and you'll do that ego thing, edging me out, edging God out, okay? E-G-O, edging God out. So maybe Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 33 is your verse. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So we've been looking at how can we have peace in the storms of life. Number one, don't be surprised when the storms come. Number two, know that Jesus is with you in the boat in your storm of life. Number three, change the way we react to the storm. Number four, it's during the storms that we realize what's really important and a chance to reprioritize. And number five, to get peace like Jesus, you have to speak to the storm using God's word. I talked about that a little bit earlier, but, I love that Satan, he attacks you. My dad, after he became a Christian, really just started just really grasping God's word. And one day he prayed for something at home, and then we went to work, and 30 minutes in, just everything he prayed about just kind of went chaotic. And he just said out loud, Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. Get behind me, Satan. Maybe that's what you need to say today. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. Get behind me, Satan. I want to remind you, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I've had to say this one out loud a lot. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He will. Doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things. It says all things. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 says, if you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and not the bottom. Oh my goodness, that's so good. And last but not least, Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am help. Friends, if you will keep your eyes on Jesus, you can have peace in the storms of life. If you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.